Welcome and blessed Sabbath to all the dear family that are in the room. And those are listening on the phone, we want to welcome you on this blessed Sabbath day, September 13, 2014. And for all the dear souls that will be listening to this on a later recording, Sabbath blessing. We are still in Desire of Ages, chapter 19, at Jacob's Well. This is part 2, and this is lesson number 93. Before we begin our study, we will have opening song, and it's taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 89, first verse. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing. I will sing. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing. Of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. Amen. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to have open in prayer, bubble up.
Our Father, I thank you for instilling your courage for the day. I thank you for instilling to work the subjects we have in our son. I pray and be able to help us be able to work in this beautiful study. Forgive us all for our sins and make it our Christ's experience. And also be able to guide us on the right path and protect us from the doors of bosses that he may be able to go against us to turn us away. Let us be able to be walk down the right path and to always be serving you with our loyalty and our faith. Let us be able to be careful of what we see and what we're doing. Let us be able to be thankful for the things that we have. And I pray to be able to help us know that we're unselfish, noble, and noble thinkings, and that we may be able to to show compassion to anyone who needs it, some who are misfortunate or not very happy with. This is not time to discuss with you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of John, chapter 4, and it's verse 12 through 13 from the King James Version, and it reads, Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 in our lesson entitled, At Jacob's Well, in our study book. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, voila.
John 4:14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John 4:15. The woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw.
John chapter 4 verse 16. Jesus said unto her, Go, call thy husband, and come hither. John chapter 4 verse 17. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou hast is not thy husband. And in that, said thou truly. John chapter 4, verse 18. John chapter 4, verse 19. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art the prophet. Amen.
God bless everyone. John 4:20. Our Father worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. John 4:21. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me that the hour come when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us continue in our book. We will be discussing pages 187 through 188. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph.
Desire pages 187. Jesus does not covenant the idea that mercy, one drop in the water of life, would suffice the receiver. He who tastes of the love of Christ will continually long for more, but he seeks for nothing else. The rich honors and pleasures of the world do not attract him. The content pride of his heart, more of thee. And he who reveals the sounds of necessity is waiting to sacrifice to its hunger and thirst. Every human resource and dependency will fail.
Desire of Ages, page 187. The cisterns will be emptied, the pools become dry, but our Redeemer is an inexhaustible fountain. We may drink and drink again and ever find a fresh supply. He in whom Christ dwells has within himself the fountain of blessing, a well of water springing up into everlasting life. From this source he may draw strength and grace sufficient for all his needs. Desire of Ages, page 187, paragraph 3.
Desire of Ages, page 187. As Jesus spoke of the living water, the woman looked upon him with wandering attention. He had aroused her interest and awakened a desire for the gift of which he spoke. She perceived that it was not the water of Jacob's well to which he referred, for of this she used continually, drinking and thirsting again. Sir, she said, give me this water, thy thirst not neither come hither to draw.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, what would happen continually to those who taste of the love of Christ? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, little one.
The answer is, he who tastes of the love of Christ will continually love for more, but he seeks for nothing else. The riches, honor, and pleasure of the world do not attract him.
Amen. So let us learn a beautiful hymn together, dear ones, that tells us who tastes of the love of Christ will continually long for more of him. Our dear sister, Pierna, will share the following hymn. It is entitled, More About Jesus.
More about Jesus, would I know, more of his grace to ever show, more of his saving promise, more of his love for die for me. More about Jesus and his word, all communion with my Lord, hearing his voice in every line, making his faithful singing mine. More about Jesus. More saving promises. More of his love. thoughts of Christ to me. Oh, the Jesus arm is strong, reaches in glory all his own. All of his kingdom shall increase, more of his coming, Prince of Peace. More about Jesus. More of his saving fullness more of his love who died for.
Praise the Lord. Beautiful, dear sister. Sabbath blessing to all the dear family that are joining us. We are in Desire of Ages, pages 187. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, Babula.
Desire of Ages, page 189. Jesus now abruptly turned the conversation. Desire of Ages, page 189. Jesus now abruptly turned the conversation. Before the soul could receive the gift he longed to bestow, she must be brought to recognize her sin and her Savior. He said unto her, Go call thy husband, and come hither. She answered, I have no husband. Thus she hoped to prevent all questioning in that direction. But the Savior continued, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. And that saidest thou truly. And this is taken from Desire of Ages, page 187, paragraph 5. And there's a little reading on the side, on the pictures, and it says, In order to fully embrace your future, you must be willing to let go of your past. And that is so true. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 187. The listener trembled. A mysterious hand was turning the pages of her life history, bringing to view that which she had hoped to keep forever hidden. Who was he that could read the secrets of her life? There came to her thoughts of eternity, of the future judgment, when all that is now hidden shall be revealed. In its light, conscience was awakened. Desire of Ages, page 187, paragraph 6.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What did the Samaritan woman have to do before she could receive the gift Jesus longed to bestow? And who was he that could read the secrets of her life? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up, dear ones.
The answer is she must be brought to recognize her sin and her Savior. And Jesus, who by his hand turned the page of her life history, bringing to view that which she had hoped to keep forever hidden. In the light, conscience was awakened.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this scripture song is taken from the book of Psalms, Chapter 139, verses 23 to 24 from the King James Version, and it sounds like this. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked away in me and lead me in the way everlasting. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Desire of Ages, page 188. She could deny nothing, but she tried to evade all mention of a subject so unwelcome. With deep reverence, she said, "Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet." Then, hoping to silence conviction, she turned to points of religious controversy. If this was a prophet, surely he could give her instruction concerning these matters that had been so long disputed. Taken from Desire of Ages, page 181, paragraph 1.
Patiently, Jesus permitted her to lead the conversation whether she would. Meanwhile, he watched for the opportunity of again bringing the truth home to her heart. "Our Father worship in this mountain," she said, "and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." The other side was Mount Zion,
Gerizim.
The temple was demolished, and only the altar remains. The place of worship had been a subject of contention between Jews and the Samaritans. Some of the ancestors of the latter people had once belonged to Israel. But because of their sins, the Lord suffered them to be overcome by the idolatrous nation. For many generations, they were intermingled with idolaters whose religion gradually contaminated their own. It is true they held that their idols were only to remain them of the living God, the rulers of the universe. Nevertheless, the people were led to reverence their grave image. Desire of Ages, page 188, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't history constantly repeat itself? They had made the same mistake. Also, there is a major organization that did the same thing. They say that they had took the images just for the purpose of not necessarily bowing down on worship, and they end up fulfilling the same mistake. Question, boys and girls, how did the Samaritan woman try to evade all mentions of a subject unwelcome? And how did Jesus respond to her evasion? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, voila.
The answer is she turned to point and of religious and controversy, hoping to silence contradiction. And
patiently
Jesus permitted her to lead the conversation whether she would. Meanwhile, she watched for the opportunity of again bringing the truth home to her heart.
Amen. If any one of their family would like to take the following paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 188. When the temple at Jerusalem was rebuilt in the days of Ezra, the Samaritans wished to join the Jews in its erection. This privilege was refused them, and a bitter animosity sprang up between the two peoples. The Samaritans built a rival temple on Mount Gerizim. Here they worshiped in accordance with the Mosaic ritual, though they did not wholly renounce idolatry.
But disasters attended them. Their temple was by their enemies, and they seemed to be under a curse. Yet they still clung to their traditions and their forms of worship. They would not acknowledge the temple at Jerusalem as the house of God, nor admit that the religion of the Jews was superior to their own. Desire of Ages, page 188, paragraph 3.
Well done, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What caused a bitter animosity between the Jews and the Samaritan people? And how did they respond to the Jewish rejection? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones,
the answer is the Samaritans' privilege to join the Jews in the erection of the temple at Jerusalem was refused, and they built a rival temple on Mount Gerizim and will not acknowledge their temple as the house of God, nor admit that the religion of Jews was superior to their own.
Desire being kissed, page 187. In answer to the woman, Jesus said, "Believe me, the hour cometh. We shall neither in this mountain nor yet Jerusalem worship the Father. We worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews." Jesus has shown that he was freed from Jewish prejudice against the Samaritans. Now he sought to break down the prejudice of the Samaritan against the Jews, while referring to the fact that the faith of the Samaritans was charged with idolatry. He declared that the great truths of the redemption had been committed to the Jews, and that from among them the Messiah was to appear in the sacred writings. They had a clear presentation of the character of God and the principles of his government. Jesus classed himself with the Jews as those to whom God had given a knowledge of himself.
Amen. So the very system that the Lord had given the Jew, a knowledge of himself, is the way of God in the sanctuary. Who is such a greater God as our God? That is Psalms chapter 77, verse 13. Question, boys and girls, what was Jesus' answer to the woman regarding their temples, and which one held true to the sacred writing? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
That is, Jesus had believed me, the hour cometh when they shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. And he declared that the great church of redemption had been committed to the Jews, and that from among them the Messiah was to appear to class himself with the Jews of those who, to whom God had given a knowledge of himself.
Amen. So let us learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this scripture song is taken from Isaiah 44, verse 3. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, dear little ones, it's story time. This section of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God.
That we should be called the sons of God. And the Bible says in 1 John 3:1, Behold, little ones, do you know what behold means? It means to look at or to think about. Behold what manner or kind of love the Father, God, hath bestowed upon those, upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, because of that reason, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. That's in Sons and Daughters, I believe, page 8, 1 to 7. Let's see, here we go. Next one. As John thought of the love of Christ, he was led to exclaim, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." People think it a privilege to see a royal personage. That's a king or a queen or a president. And thousands go to great expenses, to distances, to see one. How much greater privilege it is to be sons and daughters of the Most High, that's God. What greater privilege could be conferred on us or given to us than to be given entrance into the royal family? In order to become the sons and daughters of God, we must separate from the world. "Come out from among them and be ye separate," the Lord says, "and I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters." There is a heaven before us, a crown of life to win. But to the overcomer, the one who gains a victory over their sins, is the reward given. He who gains heaven must be clothed with the robe of righteousness. You know what righteousness is? We must have the character of Christ. We must act like Christ. "Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself." That means being good boys and girls and obeying. Even as Christ is pure. In the character of Christ, there was no discord of any kind. Jesus tried to be friendly with everybody. And this must be our experience. Our lives must be controlled by the principles that controlled his life. Through the perfection of the sacrifice given for the guilty race, those who believe in Christ coming unto him may be saved from eternal ruin. Because Jesus was a perfect sacrifice, those who believe in him may be saved if they accept him. Let no one be so deluded. Do you know what it means to be deluded? That means to be deceived. Let no one be so deluded by the enemy, the devil, as to think that it is a condescension for any man, who, however talented or learned or honored, to accept Christ. A condescension means to be humiliated or humiliating. When we love Jesus, we won't be ashamed to accept him as our Savior. Every human being should look to heaven with reverence and gratitude and exclaim with amazement, "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God." Look at the love that God has given to us, that we may be called his children. That's what he calls us to behold. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear brother. Now remember, little one, your memory verse is, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we shall be called the sons of God, that we shall be called the sons of God." We have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. Next week, we will continue with part 3 of our study entitled At Jacob's Well in our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family, mommy, daddy, little ones, would like to have closing prayer, bubble out.
If we could all kneel as far as we can and bow our heads and our hearts. O wonderful, merciful Savior, thank you, Lord Jesus, for having such infinite mercies upon our lives, for waking us up this morning and giving us yet another opportunity to enter into your Sabbath rest. Lord, thank you for bringing us safely through another week. that despite what our adversary did to stop us, we are still here by your grace and mercy. Lord, I pray that you forgive our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body, conscious or unconscious, that is not of you. Thank you for the lessons that we'll learn today. And for dear Brother Dick reading the little story time, it was a blessing. Lord, help us to drink from the fountain of the Lord and be filled of that word, his words, dear Father God, that we may thirst no more. Please, Lord, continue to be with us through the rest of the Sabbath day. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to abide with us. Continue to break up our heart's wills that your word of truth may abide, and not just today on your Sabbath, but throughout the rest of our days, dear Father, I pray. Thank you for all the many miracles that you have created for us and that you have granted us. However it be, big or small, they were all a blessing, dear Father God. Continue to be with our home church, be with our dear Elder Rob as he deliver the message today, dear Father God, and all the other speakers that would be with us. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do in our lives. In no other name than Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, chapter 19 at Jacob's Well, that will be part 3. And that will be held September 20, 2014. We would like to thank all the dear family that took part of our children's Sabbath school lesson. And we left activities for the children to continue on their learning of the words used and the different chapters that was included in our lesson today. We hope and pray all of you all was blessed, and may you have a continued rest in this blessed Sabbath that the Lord has made for all of us. Amen. God bless everyone.